Let's talk about COVID in China. The government spent the last 3 years enforcing a super strict policy known as zero COVID. Then, basically overnight, China abandoned almost all of its restrictions.
This was done in a sort of convulsive political lurch. People were not prepared for it.
So many hospitals are completely under strain, medical staff under immense pressure, crematoriums are working overtime.
And now it looks like it's going to get even worse, with so many people on the move for the Lunar New Year holiday.
Millions of workers are expected to travel from cities back to their rural hometowns.
So many people have been kept away for so long from seeing relatives and things like that. They're expecting a very, very large migration.
So why did China make this sudden U-turn on COVID? What could this huge wave of infections mean for the country? And how will it affect the rest of the world? So since the early days of the pandemic, China was living under this stringent zero COVID policy,
which meant basically that the government considered one infection too many.
People with COVID and their close contacts were forced into state-run quarantine camps. Cities and regions were in and out of lockdowns, and you'd get things like an entire apartment block being quarantined because of just one case. Domestic and international travel was heavily restricted too. And it seems that for a long time, people generally supported this approach.
The zero COVID policy in China was, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, a source of national pride. Here in China, the official death toll at least was very low.
But as the rest of the world started to loosen restrictions and open up, the Chinese government didn't budge. And people were getting angry. There were reports of things like people being locked inside a building during an earthquake, and others unable to escape a burning apartment block because of lockdown measures, something Chinese officials denied. That fire in the city of Urumqi, which is in the west, was a big moment because it triggered public protests against zero COVID, which then spread to many of the big cities across the country. And protests like this are super rare. Then, suddenly, in early December, it was all over. The government changed its policy from an all-out war on COVID to calling it a mild disease and relaxing the rules.
We saw them charging as hard as possible in the direction of zero COVID, and now we're seeing them charge as hard as possible in the direction of implementation of dismantling zero COVID.
Some people say it was the protests that spooked the leadership into changing course, and they added political pressure for sure. But also, the economic and social costs were just getting so high, and trying to contain the Omicron variant was like fighting a losing battle, because it's way more infectious than the original strains.
But I think the government was looking for some sort of way out because they'd backed themselves into a corner.
So where are we now? Well, COVID has already ripped through China's major cities like Beijing and Shanghai.
It literally went from me not knowing anybody who caught COVID in China to literally everybody catching COVID in a space of a few weeks. It was really surreal.
The problem is there's been no consistent reporting of data on the number of cases or deaths, and the government stopped publishing daily figures in late December. We do have a couple of key numbers, though. According to leaked reports from government meetings, China's officials reckon that 250 million people got COVID during the first 20 days of December. That's double the population of Japan in 20 days. More recently, a health official announced that almost 60,000 people died from COVID over 5 weeks, and that the numbers were now dropping.
发热门诊和诊室的就诊人数均呈现达峰以后呢整体下降的这样的一个趋势.
The World Health Organization has been asking China for better data and says it welcomes these latest figures to help understand the situation, although it would still like to see a more detailed breakdown. Now, whether or not zero COVID was the right call, whether it lasted too long, those are ongoing debates. But wherever you stand on that, a lot of people are questioning why there wasn't a better exit strategy.
China bought itself time for the virus to become milder. But you would also think that in buying itself time over those 3 years, that it would have made basic preparations. But what we saw when the virus restrictions were lifted, we saw a very different picture. We saw chaos and essentially millions of people defenseless in the face of this virus.
And that's where China's vaccine program comes in for criticism. Most people have had two doses of a Chinese-made vaccine, but studies have shown they aren't quite as effective as some of the Western ones, although they still offer some protection against severe disease and death. The bigger problem is that not enough people have had third or fourth doses, especially the most vulnerable.
The government took their foot off the gas about over a year ago, fall, in terms of getting people to do more booster shots.
And so people early on who might have been protected from earlier versions of COVID aren't getting protection offered by newer boosters or newer doses.
And now we've got the Lunar New Year, when huge numbers of people travel from the cities to rural areas. We're talking 2 billion trips, trips that many haven't been able to make since the pandemic started. And all that travel is expected to create another surge of COVID infections in rural communities that are even less prepared.
The healthcare capacities there are even weaker, and the vaccination levels in the rural areas are also much weaker. So there's a lot of concern that this is going to do more damage. There are projections that we could be looking at around 2 million dead in China by the time this has played out.
In some ways, it's a really scary picture. But there's another side to all of this.
For many who are young and healthy, who may have caught the virus already, especially in the bigger cities, I have to say there is actually a lot of optimism and a lot of positivity going forward. I think people are more relieved than anything that they can just live normal lives and that China will at least start to be reconnected with the rest of the world.
So what does all this mean for the rest of the world? Well, on the health front, there's the concern that what's happening in China could somehow increase the risk of a dangerous new variant emerging. So far, though, based on the genetic data provided by the Chinese government, at least, there's no sign of that.
Anytime you have spread at a massive scale, it does allow for the opportunity for the virus to evolve. That's simply a product of the virus being replicated and spread from person to person at a massive scale. And although it's possible that that can happen and may have happened, the dominant strains being reported are versions of Omicron that we already have. And so the relative risk to other regions of the world is pretty low.
Then the other big question is about how all of this affects the global economy. Now, China's economy took a huge hit during the pandemic. Last year, growth dropped to its lowest level in 40 years. People lost jobs, factories shut down, and many foreign companies got nervous about investing in China because things were so unpredictable, especially with all the stop-start lockdowns. But now that China's reopening, the economy is expected to pick up. How quickly that'll happen is what a lot of people are wondering.
The hope and the expectation on the Chinese government's part is that once this has rippled out later in the year, you'll have a kind of bounce back.
That's good news for people in China and the countries and industries that rely heavily on doing business with China.
There's a saying that when China sneezes, the global economy catches a cold. China is such a huge engine for powering the global economy. One example of how zero COVID affected the global economy is that it basically choked so many of these global supply chains. And all of a sudden, people were having difficulty sourcing things as basic as a paper cup.
But a side effect of China's recovery might be that it makes global inflation worse than it already is. As Chinese factories and businesses get going again, they'll need to import more commodities like oil and iron ore. That increases demand and pushes up their price, which can then have a knock-on effect on the price of so many other things we buy. So everything that's going on in China right now really brings home how far-reaching the effects of the pandemic are. And it's a painful reminder that this thing's not over yet. Check out our last episode about the protests in Iran if you want to understand what's going on there. And let us know in the comments what other topics you want us to explain.